We cats are very sensitive, you know. When we see others experiencing the pain of rejection, it makes us sad.
Honest? I can't say I knew that, and... Okay, maybe I've been overly suspicious, Pete, but you must admit that you've pulled some sneaky tricks on me in the past.
I know, Hanky. And they were fun at the time, but now... Well, what kind of cat would take advantage of a dog at a time like this?
Good point. Only a rat of a cat would do such a thing. And I mean a genuine rat of a cat. And I guess you're saying that's not you, huh?
He began rubbing on my front legs. Oh, no, Hanky, not at all.
Well, I must tell you that I'm shocked, Pete.
He looked up into my eyes. You called me by my real name instead of Kitty Kitty.
Yeah, well, if we're gonna be friends, I guess it wouldn't hurt to... Hey, Pete, I really appreciate your concern here, but I must tell you, in all honesty, that your rubbing gets on my nerves. Get this. He stopped rubbing against my front legs. I mean, no growling or snarling, no argument, no fighting. He just quit. And then he said,
I'm sorry, Hanky, I forgot.
I must admit that this blew me away. I mean, for years and years, Pete had used that rubbing business to irritate me, but now he had quit without a big scene. Could there be better proof that he'd actually undergone a radical change, had decided to give up schemes and dirty tricks? It was hard to believe all this, but the facts were beginning to overwhelm my ability to deny them. My misfortunes had touched Pete's heart, and he'd become something we'd never seen before. An honest, friendly cat. Are you touched by the warmth of this scene? I was. It almost brought tears to my eyes, but not quite. It was too cold for teary displays of emotion. Those tears will freeze on a cold day, you know, and who needs that? But as far as me being touched and moved by Pete's decision to become a better cat, an honest and sincere companion in a time of need, yes, I was moved and touched to the very depths of my inner being. At that very moment, as I searched for words to express my thoughts and emotions, I heard crunching footsteps in the snow. Sally Mae loaded the children in the back seat, closed the door, gave Loper a goodbye kiss, and trudged around the front of the car. When I heard her coming my way, I found myself creeping back beneath the car so as to avoid... I mean, let's face it. Only minutes before, I had been exposed to one of her thermonuclear moments. And I had every reason to think that she was still holding a grudge. She's bad about holding grudges, you know, and I had better things to do than to be on the receiving end of her scorching glares. So I wiggled my way under the car and waited for her to walk around to the driver's side. I saw her black snow boots pass by.